Chapter 2. The dead woman lay in the clearing like a macabre version of Sleeping Beauty. She wore a modest, long-sleeved ivory gown, set off by luminescent pearl drop earrings and a matching necklace that almost hid the dried blood around her throat. Her head rested on a satin pillow, her silky walnut hair spread behind her like a fan. The right hand held a bouquet of wilted flowers and rested on her chest underneath the left. Absent the fourth finger, the ring finger. Sheriff Sam Tate stood to one side of the grim tableau, arms folded, and took it all in. The victim. The tall, white-haired man who knelt by the body. The deputy who walked the scene in throwaway boots, snapping pictures. The pale young man in running gear sitting on a rock, head almost to his knees. The uniformed officer who squatted beside him. Sam had dressed in her standard uniform of pressed black slacks and a spotless white shirt. A shaft of early morning sun bounced off the polished badge in her left breast pocket. On her right wrist, she wore a utilitarian watch. Three small studs twinkled along one earlobe, her single visible concession to a rebellious streak. She pulled her unruly dark locks into a tight braid. Ray-Bans shielded her green eyes, though not the line that formed between her brows. One of the victim's low-heeled white pumps had dropped off to reveal a slim ankle and hosiery. Stockings, not pantyhose, held up by an old-fashioned garter. Sam didn't need to look. "He's back." She lifted her eyes to the stately trees that hovered over the victim. Quercus alba, white oak, sturdy, long-lived, common to most of eastern Tennessee. These trees stood inside the Cordell Hull Birthplace State Historic Park, named for the native son who served as FDR's Secretary of State. Hull, who authored both the income and the inheritance tax laws, wasn't all that popular with the locals. His daddy, though, enjoyed a solid reputation as the owner of a thriving moonshine enterprise. The park even featured a visit to Buncombe Cave, site of Hull Sr.'s former distillery. "I could use a drink right about now," Sam thought.